The 6-year-old girl said that at about 4 p.m. on that fateful day, she went to fetch water in the suspect's compound to take her bath. When he dragged her and defied her, threatening to kill her if she told anybody.
Off my clothes, not blind me backyard. Say that if I did that, you kill me. Not vomit me. My sister not say that what happened to me. Not say that that happened to me backyard.
The mother of the child, who spoke in Yoruba, said she got a call from one of her daughters in the evening asking her to come from the shop, that the defied sister was bleeding, and that seeing her condition when she arrived, she had to rush to the police station.
The other sister called me that Laomi was bleeding. After beating her severally, the bleeding refused to stop. When I came, I asked Laomi what happened to her. She replied that if she tells anyone, she will be killed. I called her and she now said it was Brother Daniel.
Radio Nigeria visited the suspect's house and met the mom and his aunt, who claimed that their son knew nothing as he was indoors throughout the period.
That fateful day, he was inside with me all through. Anything that hides is only God that can testify to it. All I just need to do, take care of the child. I heard when one guy living there said that, the girl said that,
Daniel cannot do this. He is my nephew.
The Police Public Relations Officer, Lagos Command, Dola Kobadmos, sent a text that she was waiting for details from the DPO. The Assistant Secretary General, Child Protection Network, Lagos State, Ebenezer Omajalile, admonished parents to put their children first before any business, and that the rate at which minors were being molested was becoming alarming. Mr. Omajalile explained that when the information got to him, he moved immediately to make sure that the matter was not swept under the carpet, stressing that justice must prevail.
Parents should be very assertive of their children, irrespective of wherever they live. They should also give their children the audience whenever they try to say something. The Lagos State Government, through the Domestic Sexual Violence Response Team, under the Minister of Justice, and the governor himself, who is committed to it, that there's a zero tolerance in regards of minor. And they say they are even more, they are overzealous about it, that anybody caught in this way is a life sentence if the court of law duly prosecutes it.
The defied 6-year-old girl has been taken to Mirabel Center for treatment. The suspect, Daniel Obaseki, denied committing the act, while the case has been transferred to Gender Unit Ikeja for proper investigation. From Lagos, Mary Fatley, Radio Nigeria.